County legislators from Catskill, again alphabetically, Joe Kozlowski.
Well, I'm glad to see I'm not the only one that's going to be reading a script tonight. I see other people doing it too. So, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody for attending, and especially the ladies for putting on this informational program for us. To start off, I'll give a little information about myself. I was born and raised in Catskill, and I'm married to a great wife, Susan, that allows me to do everything I want to do. In my house, it's not if you're going to be home for dinner tonight, it's when do I have to have dinner ready, so I have to tell her in the morning what time we're going to have dinner. I attended St. Patrick's Academy and graduated from Catskill Central High School with a Regents degree, graduated Columbia Green Community College with a Business Administration degree, and then graduated SUNY Brockport with a degree in Sports Science. My work, I worked for the Catskill Water Department umpteen years ago when it was not in the union, it was separated from the Catskill Highway Department. I also worked for Greene County Highway, and about 18, 19 months ago, I retired from the New York State Bridge Authority. For organizations that I have been in, I've been a member of the Catskill Fire Department for 45 years, so in five more years, I can get a 50-year pin. And I'm also an Elks member. In 2003, I ran for county legislator, but was unsuccessful. But one of my platforms back then was to build a new jail. I realized it had to we had to have a new jail back in 2003, and finally, here we are, we're back at it again. In 2005, I ran for the Village of Catskill trustee and was there until March 2014. During those years, I was chairperson of the Water, Sewer, and Highway. We upgraded equipment, infrastructure, water, and sewer treatment plants, stepped up COCL program for using our own employees and doing the work, and in doing so, this CSO setup has allowed the village to accept the town sewage when the sewage line is built instead of having to build one of their own treatment plants and not creating duplication of services. Water treatment went over 1 million gallons when I first took office, and today they're under $800,000 for treated because of the things that we improved. And saving money, we save money again. Why am I mentioning all of this? I'm not really a speaker, as you can tell. I'm a worker. I'm a doer. In 2012, I ran for county legislator and took office in 2013 and was appointed to County Services Committee, Health Services Committee, Public Safety, and Public Works. There were two special committees I was appointed to, and they are the Jail Task Force Committee and the Ambulance Task Force Committee. Both committees have met for more than a year now. The Jail Committee has done their job by selecting a site, and we hired Ricky Green to do the needs assessment, and that report should be due sometime this month or the following month. I was appointed by my fellow legislators to go to the NIC in Colorado to learn what, where, how, and why to build the jail, with three other county employees. And as Gene said, yes, we did learn a lot from out there. We also helped out some other groups that were there. Some of the groups that were there were from Guam. They were from Tennessee. They were from Illinois, the Illinois group. We helped out because going through the seminars, they realized they couldn't afford a jail like many other communities. So Mike Spitz, who runs our jail here, he was supposed to give him some information on how to build the company that comes in and builds temporary jails. They come in and set them on site, and you have it for a while. I guess I got to get moving here. The Ambulance Task Force, with its findings, and there are members of the group presenting the findings to the municipalities that pay for the ambulance's services now. The findings that are all of Greene County should be opt-in for the countywide ambulance system, thereby saving taxpayers money over the long haul. More questions are needed to be answered, but we have a good start. As you can see, I've accomplished a lot along with the members from the village boards and my current colleagues and both governments. We have moved things into the future. I am retired. I am your county representative 24/7, 365. I still go to village board and planning meetings, town meetings when I can, and in the Palenville to Hamlin meetings to hear firsthand what is going on, not secondhand like some other people. I have worked hard for the ambulance and jail task force committees, and I would like to see both findings come to fruition as your legislator. Vote for me November 3rd.